Our next batch of stories focuses on some major health issues. A young woman who mistook her eye cancer for a migraine. While diabetics in Norfolk are some of the worst off in the country. And the chance for men who want to lose a bit on the side, or on the front, to get free support in their weight loss journeys. The ever svelte David starts off with a young woman's plea for everyone to get their sight checked.
A woman who thought a flashing light behind her eye was a sign of an impending migraine has urged people to get their sight checked after she was diagnosed with incurable cancer. Megan McClay, a former Aviva employee, was sat at work when she noticed a small flash of light appear in her left eye in February 2020. The 29-year-old said, "I thought I had a migraine coming on, so I did my best to ignore it. However, after 2 weeks I was still noticing it. I called an optometrist who told me to go to A&E. So I went to Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, who referred me to a specialist. That's when I was diagnosed with ocular melanoma. But when I found out I had metastatic liver cancer, it became very serious. Worst case is I have 2 years to live, and best case is 5 years. It depends on how I respond to treatment. If things get worse, I would have to look at private chemosaturation, which is £40,000 per treatment. Megan is urging others to get their eyes checked. She said, "This type of cancer can be found with regular checkups at the opticians, which are often neglected."
Type 1 diabetics are continuing to miss out on life-changing equipment, with Norfolk and Waveney amongst the very worst regions for prescribing it. Earlier this year, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence updated its guidelines to call on health leaders to prescribe real-time blood glucose monitors to type 1 diabetics. The devices provide people with live recordings of their blood glucose so they can stay on top of the levels and stave off hypos when blood glucose levels are too low and other medical complications. Health bosses say they are looking at ways of rolling the devices out locally, but diabetics fear the region is being left behind. Norfolk and Waveney remains one of just two areas nationally to prescribe the equipment to fewer than 50% of its type 1 diabetics, Cambridgeshire and Peterborough being the others.
A bid to build a new James Paget University Hospital has been given a significant funding boost by the government. The hospital in Galston is one of 40 nationally selected schemes by the government for new hospital builds. Plans have been progressing with three options drawn up for a new look site. The plans have now been boosted by news that the Minister of State for Health, Maria Caulfield, has approved releasing funds to move the project along. A letter to the region's MPs says funding has been approved for the hospital to carry out surveys for an outline planning application. The letter says, "This step in progressing these vital works for the scheme demonstrates our commitment to delivering a new hospital for Great Yarmouth, ensuring staff and patients have access to world-class facilities as part of this transformational programme."
An emergency food bank has opened its doors again thanks to the generosity of the community after it was forced to close. The Phoenix Centre Food Bank in Mile Cross was having to turn people away and shut its doors last week because of financial struggles. But having launched an emergency fundraising page, staff and volunteers at the centre were amazed to see one anonymous donor cover the £1,000 target alone. A total of around £3,000 has been raised, which means the food bank will open on a limited basis today before fully reopening on Friday the 12th of September. The food bank has been handing out food to approximately 60 vulnerable families and individuals on a weekly basis since the start of the COVID pandemic.
People in Norfolk who are looking to lose unwanted pounds are being given the chance to join a weight loss programme for free. Man vs Fat has teamed up with Norfolk County Council to offer 250 eligible men a 14-week membership programme to guide them on their journey to better health. Since it started in 2020, the group has helped 160 participants from Norfolk lose a combined weight of 50 stone. John McGregor, Man vs Fat Challenge Coordinator, said, "We're really excited to offer these free spaces, especially during this difficult time with the rising cost of living. Men can be difficult to engage with when it comes to weight loss, but with our flexible courses and online community, we hope to change this. The spaces are available to men age 18 or older who have a BMI of 25 or above."